Hi, welcome back, and thank you so much for joining me on my Stained Glass Spirituality Fun Fest. The world is changing. Why the hell don't you? Things are real, kids. Why the hell don't you change? You know, I had an email from a friend across the pond regarding my podcast, Creative Criticism, and I love him for that. He said I needed to be more human. And I pondered and pondered and pondered. I researched, and I've been researching for over a year now. Holy cow. I can't believe I've been doing this podcast for over a year. Being more human while doing my podcast, instead of researching and writing my scripts and reading it out loud and perfecting, being more human. There's a few times I know you can tell I had a couple glasses of wine, but being really true to myself. So today we're going to talk about when things get real and haters, because personally and professionally, I have haters, these bullies, if you will, these exes from hell, family members and friends and past relationships that just really didn't work out and seem to never go away. They always seem to pop back up when you do not want them to. You know who you are if you're listening. Most likely you're not, because you're not trying to better yourself and you really don't give a shit about me. Anyway, with the stonewalling, gaslighting, consistent inconsistencies, and the oh-so-convenient ghosting, these are topics I have discussed previously, and I most likely will talk about it again, because I want you to protect you. These mofos are like filthy, disease-infected parasites that will burrow under your skin and just leave you feeling horrible and itchy and scratchy and yucky if you don't protect yourself. So this message is to protect all my lovelies, all my A1 day ones, to protect yourselves. And listen up loud and clear, haters, because I'm only going to say this once. All you haters can go fuck yourselves, because I'm awesome. And hating me isn't going to change that one freaking bit. So if you haters don't like what I'm saying or doing, unsubscribe. The button's right over there. I've changed my number. I've blocked, deleted, and sent to trash, because that's where all you haters need to be. Working on making yourself a better person is a beautiful, wonderful, and most positive thing. And I will never apologize for doing anything that I believe is in the betterment of myself, and that is good. I love my tried and true listeners, and I honestly, honestly never thought I would be heard in so many different countries. And I thank you. I thank you so much. And I want you to know I love you. Haters, if you please let me know why you're unfollowing me first, by the way. I can maybe correct for it, because if there's a specific thing that I'm doing that does indeed bug you, I would like to know so I can better myself. Personal growth is extremely important to me and the entire reason I started this podcast. My point is that haters can say whatever the hell they want about me, but I'm real. And I'm not going to change for anyone, not anyone. I started this podcast during a freaking pandemic. So I may have subdued things a little bit, but I do cuss once in a while and I do say naughty things. But my point is I am silly. I am loving. I am passionate and I'm kind. And if you don't like me, fluff the fluff off. Unless you really think I should change, then please tell me why. And if you're the haters, should I really care? Really? If you're a hater, why? Why? Again, tell me why. Think real long and hard now. That is, if you haters have any dried up, shriveled brain cells left to the next to the obvious rocks that you seem to be kicking inside of that seemingly empty skull of yours. Like, does everyone think I should change? Why? because I'm willing to admit I may be wrong. Are you? Admitting mistakes and taking accountability is a fantastic capability, and you should try it, bullies. What don't you like about me? Do you not like how I speak my mind and stick up for myself? Do you not like how I fight for what I believe is right? Do you not like how I refuse to accept that anyone can treat me poorly? My haters may hate how I look or how I live my life, especially now without them. Do you hate the topics I choose to speak of? Why? Do you think that I'm talking about you? Perhaps I am. Most likely I'm not. Oh, you're so vain to even think that this could possibly be about you. Are you so unhappy in your pathetic life and all the poor choices that you've made that you wish to invade mine and try to cause me more pain? Hate back at you, evil demon dipshits, because I hate demons pretending to be humans. And I vanquish all that evil bullshit by blocking, deleting, and moving the hell on to bigger and better things. The end of being unhappy begins within oneself, and I alone choose my happiness. I'm obviously not perfect because no one is, except God, the universe, gods, whatever. And they're not even perfect. I mean, geez, they thought of cockroaches, whatever. It can be really hard to know which criticisms are valid. And it's hard to get that kind of objective distance on yourself, you know? And that's why I'm sending this message out to all my day one, A1 loved ones and my freaking haters. Because you haters, you can run your mouths all day long if you want, but I know you're just mad because I'm freaking killing it. My life is so much better when you're not in it. Or maybe when you're hating on me, maybe that just gets more people to listen. But I'm definitely killing it. And that's not rhetorical, haters. After taking my own advice, I really don't give a fuck stick about these slimy, scumbag, white trash, loser haters. Love me or hate me, that's all on you. You made your poor choices and now you must live with those. Evil demon haters, crawl back up Satan's ass where you belong. You don't like me? Acquire some taste. Do you always act like idiots or just show off because of me? Grab a straw because you freaking suck. I don't hate you really as much as you think, haters. But let's put it this way. If I had a bucket of water and you were on fire, I'd drink the damn water. To my A1 day ones, take care of you. I love you. You love you. You are so amazing. Thank you, universe, gods, spirits, angels, guides. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and to change the things I can. The courage and wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate and good versus evil. To live every day like it may be my last and enjoying one moment at a time. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you, humans. Thank you until we meet again.